Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Good afternoon to the members of the delegation who are in Macau, and good morning to the members of the delegation here in Geneva with us. I would join my colleagues in thanking the delegation of Macau, China, for participating in this meeting and having a dialogue with us for 3 days to come. Today, I'm going to address the issues in paragraphs 4 and 5 regarding non-discrimination and gender equality. In light of the report submitted, the committee highly appreciates that the government of Macau SAR has been making considerable efforts to realize gender equality. However, the report also admits that de facto inequalities still exist, mainly due to cultural factors. In this regard, please provide information on the concrete measures the Macau government has taken to reduce the de facto inequalities based on cultural and social factors. In addition, compared with the good index number of women in high-ranking or leading positions in public administration, the representation of women in legislative assembly is considerably low. According to the data of 2016, only 7 female deputies exist among total 33 deputies in the assembly. Please provide updated information on the number of female deputies. In addition, please indicate the measures the Macau government has taken so far to improve the gender balance in the legislative assembly and the future plan for improvement, if any. Macau does not have a comprehensive anti-discrimination law. The reply explains that a series of laws, including the basic law, provides a sufficient legal basis for comprehensive anti-discrimination. However, as I will deal with later, the committee received allegations that migrant workers and LGBT persons experience discrimination. Our sister committee, the Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, also recommended Macau in 2014 to consider the adoption of comprehensive anti-discrimination legislation. In light of the facts indicated in the report that Macau is a place where various communities live together with a wide range of ethnic, religious, linguistic, and cultural backgrounds, and tolerance and respect for cultural diversity is a keystone of the lifestyle in Macau, it seems to me that the comprehensive anti-discrimination law is much more necessary. Please explain the reason why it is difficult to adopt such an anti-discrimination law and indicate obstacles the government faces or will face, if any, in making such comprehensive anti-discrimination law. Now I move on to the issue in paragraph 5. The Macau SAR is the only jurisdiction in the People's Republic of China which does not allow transgender people to have their gender identity reflected on their identity documents. According to its reply, the Macau government established a working group on gender identity recognition in 2017, and started the studies on legal system of neighboring countries and regions. However, the reply does not explain any outcome of the studies. Please provide information on the current situation of the studies by the working group and indicate when the Macau government plans to complete the studies and move to improving existing law to guarantee the right of transgender people. As the head of delegation mentioned in the opening statement, Macau adopted Law 2/2016 on preventing and combating domestic violence. However, this law is not applied to same-sex inmate partners. The reply to the list of issues explained that even though the law is not applied, victims of violence in same-sex partner relationships may pursue criminal and civil liabilities against the perpetrators in accordance with the criminal code and through civil proceedings. Please provide information on the number of perpetrators of same-sex domestic violence investigated, prosecuted, and convicted under the criminal code. In addition, the Macau government argued that there is no plan of extending the law 2/2016 to cover same-sex partners due to the lack of consensus in the society on the recognition of same-sex marriage. The covenant does not oblige state parties specifically to legalize same-sex marriage. However, it obliges them to treat all persons equally irrespective of their sexual orientation. The lack of social consensus cannot be an excuse for treating same-sex couples differently. Rather, the state parties are required to proactively raise awareness about the diversity of sexual orientation and gain the broad consensus to the rights of LGBT persons. In his opening statement, the head of delegation also emphasized that it is necessary to actively carry out inclusive dialogues. In this regard, please indicate the concrete measures the Macau government has taken and plans to take to promote social acceptance of LGBT persons and raise awareness of their rights. Madam Chairperson, this ends my questions. I would highly appreciate the answers from the delegation. Thank you very much indeed.